The Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police says they're now investigating the possibility that 18-year-old Niman Haider wasn't alone when he arrived at the Endeavour Hills police station on Tuesday night. The Commissioner Ken Lay has confirmed police did visit and search Haider's bedroom earlier on Tuesday without a search warrant. Meanwhile, the former head of the Islamic Council of Victoria says some Muslim leaders are still refusing to accept that Haider did anything wrong when he met with police. From Melbourne, Alison Caldwell reports.
On Tuesday night, 18-year-old Niman Haider went to the Endeavour Hills police station where he met two members of the joint counter-terrorism team outside in the car park. He stabbed them both several times before he was shot and killed. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Ken Lay says they now have reason to believe Haider wasn't alone.
There's some information that he was certainly talking to other people around the time that he came to the police station face-to-face. It is really unclear as to whether at the time or just before he had other people with him or not, but certainly it's certainly something that we're pursuing. I won't say working with him, but it's just a little unclear to us at the moment whether there was actually people at the police station with him, whether they dropped him off, whether they were waiting for him.
Ken Lay has also confirmed that police visited Haider's home earlier on Tuesday and searched his bedroom without a search warrant.
It's true that we had been to his place earlier that day to set up an appointment to have a chat with this young man. We certainly were at his location with another person who I believe was a resident of the room as well.
The Chief Commissioner also dismissed claims Haider intended to behead the police.
There's been lots of speculation out there in the last day or so. What you just mentioned is absolute speculation. I'm not aware of any evidence that would suggest that's correct. We do need to be really, really careful of making suggestions, and often these quite outrageous suggestions, which are, to my knowledge, not based on any fact.
Meanwhile, concerns have been expressed about the way some Muslim leaders have questioned whether Haider actually stabbed the two police officers before he was shot. The Islamic Council of Victoria's president, Gaith Crahan, had this to say yesterday.
I will remind you again that this incident occurred because the police invited him to attend. This wasn't him going to the police station to take some action. The police contacted him. They wanted him to come in for an interview, and he agreed to attend. I think we need to be very careful what dots we join here. We don't take 2 and 2 and create 2,000 out of it.
This morning, the former president of the Islamic Council of Victoria, Yasser Solomon, tried to explain this, but at the same time also seemed to question exactly what happened in the moments before Haider was shot.
Look, if it's as alleged in the newspapers and as publicly described, of course you have to condemn it. Who goes to a police station with a knife if this is a true account? I think it's maybe wise in some circumstances just to hold back and allow the facts to actually be finally resolved and reported on. And that's why perhaps some of the various Muslim leaders have just backed off from fully condemning or labelling the 19-year-old man.
Many people are still asking how a healthy 18-year-old Muslim man from Melbourne southeast could become so disaffected. Yasser Solomon thinks generation gaps in the community may have something to do with it.
There is a disconnect between this group of youth in the community and the mainstream leaders. I think many of these youth have turned their backs on the local leadership for a long time. And they're getting their influence from overseas through the internet and through other means. And we would have no idea, and perhaps even the families of these people would have no idea what they're communicating with. And that's part of the big problem that faces everybody here.
Sydney-based Hasset Sali is the founding president of the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils. He's fallen out with the current leadership of the federation. He says they've allowed extremist imams from overseas to fill the gap.
The community generally becoming aware of what's happened and losing respect for the leadership, and then young people turning to these fascist imams who, unfortunately, they're only a small minority, but unfortunately have ended up attracting a following. Most of the imams are people that have migrated to Australia, and unfortunately, a lot of them don't have any formal education.
Meanwhile, the Victoria police officer who was stabbed in the arm has had surgery and is said to be in a stable condition in hospital. The Australian Federal Police officer who was stabbed in the head, neck and body has had surgery and is expected to have more surgery, but is said to be in a serious but stable condition.
Alison Caldwell.